Welcome back to the fucking unprofessional podcast. We should just be called the unprofessional podcast.
That's actually a pretty good name.
The unprofessionals.
It's probably already done. Look it up.
JD, can you pull it up? No, he left.
Hopefully this works. This is our second take because the last episode was the same problem. The mics were fucked up.
Your mic was...
My mic was fucked up. We made sure the princess over here's mics worked. But mine did not. So yeah, it's a re-record. The last drink, you'll never know what it was.
What was it?
It was something. It was soda. It was stupid. Oh, that's why I really... Really? That was my big... Well,
there was some good conversation, no?
It was the longest one. It was an hour 30.
Oh, just nothing?
I had some good things, but it wasn't... I don't know. I didn't listen to the rest of it because I was like, if there's something really good on here, I'm going to feel like...
You're going to be upset that you didn't show it?
Yeah.
And then we talked about...
Home Alone Pizza.
Home Alone Pizza.
We gotta get to the drink.
Oh, so our drink of the week is...
Go ahead.
Jose Huevo. Pink lemonade.
Don't tell Trump.
Takes him away.
You gotta drink real fast.
They got all hot. I didn't expect that little...
Good thing it's already cold, because it's room temperature cold. make sure that if somehow you found us randomly, that you follow the Instagram. It's blockcaster_podcast, I believe. I'm pretty sure if you just put in blockcaster, it will pop up. Mm. We're little kittens.
And we're not political, by the way, with that last joke. Just saying.
I would like this to be a free speech podcast.
It's a free speech. And we say a lot of racist shit.
We also say that's gay. No, I'll tell you what we don't do. We don't drop the R word.
That's our black friends here.
I was talking about retardo.
I don't know
what he's talking about.
I'm the racist.
Cancel him.
You make fun of disabled people.
No, I don't. Drink to that.
I keep on forgetting that there's tequila aftertaste.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, it's going to be a little lemonade.
If I would have known that, I would have finished my chaser. Baby sips.
Ah, man. I'm trying to remember some of the conversation we had last time, but maybe it's for the best that this didn't.
Well, this is episode redo 2.
No, it was 3.
Redo 3.
Yeah.
No, because the first one was the introduction.
Yeah, but it was like 1.5. I don't know. I'm not going to label them a number. I'm not going to number them anymore. Oh, what time is it? So we can time it.
It is 5:41.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere.
We're drinking.
5:41. Okay, we'll stop at 6:30 or 6:20. 6:20. So get to talking.
This will eventually be more structured.
Yeah, we've been having some mic issues, and that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, we spent a half hour just trying to get this set up.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I should just, I don't know, just have a computer just for recording where we don't have to do anything.
Just leave it that way?
Just keep it that way. It does nothing else. Has no other purpose in life.
The studio is really cold.
I like to keep it vampire friendly. We don't discriminate. Unlike what we just said. Even though we just made jokes.
They just jokes.
We're going to have guests.
I don't know. First we need to figure this out.
Well, if you're new here and you skipped over...
1 and 2.
We discuss movies.
We are our movie podcast slash drink.
Slash nostalgic.
Slash. Slash slash. Slasher films.
Slasher films. Slash.
We also try to keep the podcast very raw. Do not sing the song.
That should be our theme song. I like it raw.
Yesterday I watched Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. Okay, now the answer the question. How come all the memes say bones on it?
I really don't know. I fell asleep for like 2 seconds, literally. It's like one of those things where you don't really fall asleep. You just kind of, and then you're up. Because it's a lot of talking. A lot of talk. A lot of accents.
How many Frankenstein turns do you give it?
I give it, it's like a 2 hour, it goes over a little 2 hours. I kind of liked it. The only thing I didn't like, I don't know. Okay, so let me get, what's our scaling? Like, our turds 5? That's a lot of turds.
That's a lot of turds.
What's the scaling then?
10 turds.
10?
Yeah, we need more turds.
Oh, okay. So that would be good?
So the 10...
But it's shit.
Well, it's Frankenstein shit.
So we want it.
So it's adorable. Wait till we get our... We're going to get plushies, guys. We're going to have plushies and we're going to have t-shirts. Everyone's going to want a Frankenstein turd.
You just wait. Okay, I'd give it a...
So 10 is good.
I'd give it a 6.
6 Frankenstein turds?
Yeah. Only because it's a lot of talking. It's a lot of deep accents. So it's like, what the fuck did he just say? Like, half the time I'm like, huh? Like, I kind of wanted subtitles, and I don't like subtitles.
Oh, I like the memes where she goes all crazy, and then they throw in Nicki Minaj.
This is where I'm kind of like, eh. Because I get it's like a, not a love story, but kind of. It's just very like horn doggy. the whole plot, pretty much.
What's the premise? Is it like the original, or have you ever seen
it? I never seen the original. But now I know why the original is a silent film. Because I'm like, what the fuck is he saying?
Do your best impression of him.
I can't. But I gotta show you this video that was sent to me, and I gotta send it to you. It's two girls.
One cup.
Explaining the plot, and it's like a minute long video. Hilarious. I watched it.
Is one of them dressed as him?
Yeah.
I think I seen it.
Well, that's the movie. Hilarious. I watched it before I seen the movie, and I started dying laughing watching the movie thinking of that video. But yeah, pretty much the whole video. The whole movie, she gaslights her husband because she tries to make it seem like the vampire guy, like, just to make it in simple terms.
Vampire guy.
So she's the one who invites him in, pretty much, and then he pretty much wants her. And she does too, but then she tries to go to her husband like, oh, I have to do this because I got to save everybody else because he's just killing everybody. But I'm like, bitch, the whole movie.
Your husband a cuck?
The last scene, you're like, what the fuck? It's just very,
I want
like.
You to watch.
Yeah, that, yes.
Oh,
kind of. Yeah.
When I fuck your wife. She suck on my vampire balls.
It's
it is a very good.
You should have been the voice.
She liked the juice.
She liked the juice.
You really liked the juice?
It was, yeah. I was like, wait, so this is the whole plot?
Just a vampire cuck film?
She just wants to be boned by the vampire.
I mean, who doesn't?
I mean, I don't know.
Boned by the vampire.
Then he looks all gross and like... bubbly and...
He's bubbly?
And I don't know what's wrong with him. His skin's, like, weird.
You know, I'm 250 years old. Let's see how you look at this age.
Yeah, it's,
And I still get the human pussy.
That's the plot.
Oh, wow. My type of film.
And now I know why I watched it for free.
And they're coming for you.
Find me.
You pirate.
But yeah, but I don't know. It was all right. I'd watch it again.
You would watch it again?
Yeah, but it's kind of...
Would you dress up as him for Halloween?
No, he's a pervert.
What do you think of his mustache?
That was stupid. It gave me a Sonic... What's the guy's name? The evil guy?
Robotnik?
Is that his name? Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave me Jim Carrey in the Sonic movie.
Because he's bald, too?
Yeah, because his hair is like, it's like perfectly, it's styled. That's why it's funny, because his hair is styled. Like, he like has like just like, it's like a, I don't know, I can't really explain it. But it's like a little, like he brushes his hair when he gets up. Like it's a little swoop. He's not bald.
He's not bald, but it's... But there's like a comb over?
Yeah, it's like styled like a, not a comb over, like it's like he has hair.
And he does it himself?
I guess. I don't know who combs it. He has like a little slave guy, maybe he does it.
They don't have a scene where he styles his hair?
No.
It's in the deleted scenes.
I guess. And we seen him get up too, and it's just.
And it's already styled.
Perfect.
Does he get up where he just rises? Or does he do like a sit up?
It was kind of like a sit up, and then he kind of grows into his body.
He grows into
his body? Yeah, because at first he's kind of, I think he's supposed to be like a dead body that died from the plague.
Well, that probably explain the bubbles.
Yeah, that's why. yeah, so now you see why his skin looks so gross.
But I still get the pussy.
But yeah, and then he starts getting like, when he turns into him, he gets like longer and bigger and...
While I'm through the Black Plague, having a good time doing that.
Funnier.
Seen The Exorcist 157 times, and it keeps getting funnier.
All right, Beetlejuice, go back to your...
That's next week's episode.
Oh, but anyways, this is... Are we even going to cover a movie? Since this is an emergency.
This is an emergency episode because she lost the episode.
I didn't lose shit. It was just the mic was fucked up. And I was going to just upload it because I was like, whatever. But I said, you know what? No.
Maybe I saw United States of whatever.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever.
What don't you guys do now? It's whatever.
License music on this.
I don't think anybody has that.
No, we'll just play it over.
You can play 15 seconds of anything.
Okay. Well, we're not.
Last week you wanted to play
feeling like it takes me back to early 2000s, even though I know the movies.
Do you remember Bear in the Big Blue House, the Disney channel?
You know, I was watching a video of that today of him like doing the puppet. He had a puppet of singing the song.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I seen it popped up on my FYP, and the guy that does the voice, he was doing like a live show, and he had a blue puppet, and he was singing the goodbye song, and it made me sad.
Oh, well, what I was gonna say is last night I heard it, and then I was like, this would be a great scary movie song, like to play it in a scary movie. So now I want to do it. And then we put it on YouTube, and then we put it slow, and it was pretty great.
You give it the Jordan Peele effect?
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I can see the trailer already.
You want me to burst your bubble and make things
Somebody
sad?
Somebody did it?
No, I was reading the comment section and someone said, we use this song for when my baby died. And then I listened to the song.
That's a song. That's a sad song. I don't even have to have that backstory when I listen to the song and sad.
Oh, can we pull it up real quick?
So sure.
You know what we're talking about?
I could just be talking while you're looking for it.
While I look for it. Oh, shit. Oh. You have to turn that off. That's crazy that you heard it, and then your first thought is, this would make a good horror movie.
Yeah, and then we slowed it down, and I was like, oh, this is great. So I think in our short film that we make, we're going to put that in there. If not, it's going to be in the trailer. But I think it should surround, the whole movie should just surround that. Yeah, 50 seconds. Hey, this was really fun. We hope you liked it too. Seems like we've just begun when suddenly we're through. Get your tear, your handkerchief ready.
She took a drink.
And then I almost spit it out. Oh my god. Jesus.
Oh, my eyes are still watering.
Do your eyes still water when you eat something spicy?
Not so much anymore. I used to have a problem with whatever I ate. It wasn't even spicy. It was just whatever I ate.
Yeah, I was telling Nicholas about that the other day because we got in a conversation about pooping. We went into this big, long conversation. Anyways, I found out it's not a normal thing. And then I also mentioned how when you eat something spicy that's not even, like, really spicy, like, it wasn't from the spice, like, that you would cry. So we were trying to figure out what that was.
Well, did you figure it out?
No.
And you left me and the viewers, or the listeners.
So I don't know. I don't know why you cry when you eat something spicy, and I don't know why I cry when I shit. Or listen to very sad songs.
Goodbye.
I wasn't crying because it's sad. The song was sad. I was crying because I'm currently pooping.
Should we need another drink? I keep on forgetting the tequila taste at the end.
I don't taste it anymore.
Well, you're an alcoholic.
I got it. I got a drip of tears.
We are making chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait till we can do dinner and a movie videos.
And the dinner would coincide with the movie.
You know what? We should just make a podcast TikTok page. Well, TikTok page for the TikTok page for the podcast, and then that would be our content.
Ooh.
And then some people will be like, I was just here for the dinner.
And I'm here for the drink.
And we're gonna
make original drinks too.
Yeah, don't get too excited though, because
we're not that creative.
Even though I went to bartending school. Yeah, I like Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise. Just rename it. Just add a dash of something new.
Oh.
Do you have any more Kahlua?
No, I drink it all. Oh my god. Have you watched any new movies lately?
No, I was watching old movies.
Hi, Snacks, and everything doing okay? You guys doing okay?
I think we're pretty good. Thank you, producer.
Thank you,
James. Hey, we want to thank you guys for choosing Airport Hilton again. And Creamer, you guys good? Okay. Aren't you the little fat kid that was here last time?
Studio time gets interrupted sometimes for people recording next door.
Like everybody's recording their own podcast.
Yeah. I smell the heater. I got a whiff of heater.
I don't think that's normal.
I don't either. This is our last podcast.
We all just die of carbon monoxide.
Anyways.
What are we talking about?
I feel like... Oh, I asked you if you've seen any movies lately.
Oh, no. I was going to say that I was rewatching old movies for future episodes.
Oh, so you can't talk about them.
So I can't talk about them.
You know what we should do? Because it's a movie I kind of want to watch. Tomorrow we should watch Sleepaway Camp.
Ooh.
And then talk about it. So, yeah, next episode might be Sleepaway Camp.
Well, actually, I discovered a movie. It's a little out there. It's foreign.
What the fuck is it?
It's a Japanese foreign horror film. And it's, I suppose it's...
Bloody murder.
Bloody murder.
What is it? Spit it out!
It's a Japanese horror film that's full of gore and nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's like saying, it's a comedy film that will make you laugh.
Japanese films are like horror films are pretty nasty. Have you ever seen any?
Isn't like Italian ones worse? Are they hand in hand?
The Japanese are pretty fucked up.
I don't know. So what is it called? What is it?
Oh my god. I think it's called like Gore Police or something.
That's what it translates in English? Oh, you know what? We should have talked about our week when we first started.
What happened with your week?
I wanted you to tell us about the dead person in your parking lot.
Tokyo Gore Police.
That's the show, or the movie?
Yeah. It was released in 2008. It's on Tubi, if anybody wants to watch it with
us. Somebody told me to... Oh, I don't have my phone. Yeah, we got a movie recommendation on Tubi. I think it's called something about sleeping. I forgot.
Sleeping in?
No. And they recommended it. Oh, you should download the Slasher app.
What's that?
It's just like a horror community thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's...
I used to be a part of a horror community back in the early 2000s. When forum pages were a thing.
That was
And then Obama had to go and ruin everything.
Jeez. I don't know what he did, but he was very...
He censored the internet.
Wow, sounds like some dark web shit.
Maybe you should have been looking at that. Remember like in the early 2000s where everybody was like forcing people to watch nasty videos just to get
What's the one where you see dead bodies? Rotten?
Rotten.com?
Was it
rotten?
I know it was like rotten something. Maybe it was just rotten. And it's like, oh, look at autopsies. Oh, look at someone's head getting ran over. You showed me that. Oh, remember the politician guy? Was he a politician or a lawyer or something? And he shoots himself in front of everybody?
And there's a song about him. And I say, hey,
oh, yeah.
Nice shot, man.
You actually showed me that. You showed me that video. He grabs what is it? It's like, why is it even camera? I think it's like he's getting in trouble. He got in trouble for something.
Yeah, I think he got in trouble for something.
Was it like a press conference though?
Yeah, but then, he was holding a press conference because he was going to go to jail or something.
What didn't make sense though is that they had the... I think he like shot somebody or killed his wife or some shit like that.
I don't think he did any of that.
Yeah, he did something with the gun because they had the evidence thing of the gun in the bag.
He brought the gun.
I could have sworn that he grabbed it, and the whole thing was like, why the fuck was the evidence thing right there, and why was it loaded? Unless that was something else. But I could have sworn, I was like, what the fuck? He could have maybe brought the gun. But I could have sworn that. Mandela effect.
Mandela effect.
It's real.
I am looking up the information as we speak. The meeting in his home on January 5th. No, it wasn't at his home. It was somewhere else. Next day, didn't remember something.
This is our fact checking.
What? Joe Biden was involved in this?
Was he?
Dwyer wrote a letter to the then Senator Joe Biden.
He did it. That's it.
Probably Joe Biden did it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man, I'm about to get...
We just... our podcast is going to get, like, clipped. And it's going to blow up from that.
Our whole premise is going to change from nostalgia and movies to conspiracy theories. Hey, that's crazy.
What happened? We're finding out as we give the news, guys, so bear with us. That's crazy. Like, he was involved.
Yeah, he was involved in this? On the same day, Dwyer asked his press secretary.
What happened?
The next morning, Dwyer went to his press conference as planned, standing behind a large wood table that separated him from 9 television cameras, 4 wire service photographers, and about 20 television, radio, newspaper reporters. He began reading from a 21-page pre-prepared text while aides handed a 20-page version to the media. Final page was expected to be his announcement that he would resign from office. Appearing nervous and agitated, Dwyer again professed his innocence and accused acting U.S. Attorney James West, FBI agent, U.S. District Court Judge Malcolm Muir. No. Let's see what he did. This is all
edited.
This is all unprepared.
Tell us the news. We want to know. Was it Joe?
Did Joe leave the gun there?
He would have been president.
After deciding to break from his speech, Dwyer called to his 3 of his staffers, giving each a sealed envelope with the insignia of the Treasury Department. The first envelope given to Bob Hulse contained a letter addressed to the then Pennsylvania Governor Bob Casey, who had assumed office just days earlier. The second, given to the Deputy Press Secretary Gregory Penny, contained an Oregon donor card and related materials. The last, given to the Deputy Treasurer Don Dwayne Johnson.
So The Rock was involved now. Somebody call his people and ask him about this.
Call his people. Including 3 letters, 1 for his wife, Joanne, and 1...
Who's Joanne?
His wife.
Oh, I thought it was wife and Joanne.
And his children, Rob and Dee Dee. And suggested funeral arrangements.
So what the fuck happened?
Okay, Dwyer then proceeded from inside the podium and drew a model 357 Magnum revolver from it. As the crowd realized that...
From the envelope?
...happened, yeah. Some people gasped, while others were heard to scream. That's a weird word. Heard to scream, while others were heard to scream. Sorry.
Scream heard.
Dwyer's backed up against the wall, holding the weapon close to his body, and calmly said, please, leave the room if this will affect you. Of course I'm going to leave the room.
But he did so quick.
Dude, a lot of people won't. It's like, oh.
So then he shot himself. But what was the reasoning? That's what I wanted to see. You just explain what happened.
There's a lot of text.
And where the fuck Joe Biden come into this? You know what? We're just going to stick to
this. Do I then put the muzzle of the pew-pew?
After we already said. We're unfiltered, raw. I'm pretty sure we already said guns.
I blame Obama that we had to say pew-pew.
Oh, God. I blame Trump.
Ooh, and he shot through the roof of his mouth and into his brain. And collapsed on the floor.
Well, but that was that. Thank you.
And then
such a shame that the talent has to be the producer.
And then they wrote a song about him.
And if you could skip that to 15 seconds. I got makeup on my pajamas. Can you skip it to the words?
I like the build up.
You can't understand the 15 seconds rule.
Pause it, and then we do the redo the 15 seconds.
I don't know if it works like that, but okay. How about we just say the name of the song so people can look it up?
Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter. We should just be DJs so we can plan our talking before the song starts. I had something, but then I forgot.
But not only will you leave this podcast with a movie recommendation, you'll leave with a song recommendation.
And then you'll say, nice shot.
You think Joe Biden plays this song?
He don't know, you know where he's at right now.
But he knows to play this song.
Or maybe that's why he acts so dumb. So
don't ask me.
Oh, man. That was breaking news. I didn't know Joe Biden was involved in that.
Sleepy Joe?
Sleepy Joe.
He's like, well, I was sleeping.
I was sleeping then.
I was sleeping now. Don't ask me shit. Oh, my God. Man, I feel like, the last one we're talking about, food and movies, and we're talking about the episode that got thrown away. We're talking about the Home Alone pizza, how expensive the pizza was for the time,
and that we were gonna have cheese pizza.
Yeah, and then also how what was the pizza? Little Nero's. How it's supposed to be like Little Caesars, and then he keeps fucking bumping into the statue in their house, crashing into it.
You think that he would stop and remove it.
And that's why he believed he was really getting shot at.
And then that's why I said, hey man, nice shot.
He's quick. This is why we hired him. I wonder if anybody has had any guesses on that yet.
Oh, they were supposed to guess it the first episode?
Yeah, a few episodes. Because he doesn't put his phone on silent. When you go to the movies, do you put your phone on silent?
Hell no. Huh. That's why they got that Dolby Digital sound. Unless you're watching A Quiet Place.
Have you noticed at the movies, if you just go to a standard viewing movie, that's kind of like, it's not as loud? You know, like now how they have like three different levels, like yeah. You can see the XD or whatever.
Turn the volume up.
Yeah. I was like, these fuckers purposely turned it down.
What movie got ruined for you?
Just every movie, because I just noticed where I was like, okay, now it's going to get turned up after the trailers, and then it never gets up, and I'm like, I just want it up a little notch. I feel like you hear my popcorn rattling a little too much.
And all the chewing, and then you're opening up. Stuff.
I like it when you go to the movies, and then it's, like, loud, and then when it's that pause, and then you hear everybody's rappers, and then, oh, yeah, I want to see that. That's what I like. But now it's, like, it's so, like, low. I hear that all the time.
What's the last movie you've seen?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, damn, it is currently January 30th. If you remember when Beetlejuice came out.
I think it was September. Yeah, that was the last movie I seen.
Wake me up when September ends.
Have you seen Wolfman? Should we watch it for free?
That's the only way to watch it, because I heard it's gay.
It's no Frankenstein turds?
It's no Frankenstein. I was so upset because I was just like, I was excited for it.
I was excited because
I love Wolfman. And then I heard that it's not even a wolf that he turns into. He just looks like a diseased zombie.
Oh, man. What's our time?
6:13.
Got a few more minutes because I got to eat some hot wings.
Yeah, I brought some stuffing over because the stuffing got ruined on Thanksgiving thanks to my mother.
Fucker.
That made it mushy.
And burnt.
And it didn't even taste like stuffing.
Jeez.
And I love stuffing. That's my favorite thing. I wait all year for it, even though you
do like homemade stuffing?
Hell no. I like stovetop. Send me some.
I like everybody at Meet and Greet's gonna send you stovetop.
Oh my god, that would
his be PO box is gonna be filled with another stovetop. He wants you to decorate the box though.
Decorate the box.
Make it spooky.
If you ever meet me in person, just have it ready in a cute little container on the turkey.
His joke's gonna be every time he gets a stovetop is I should have asked for an Xbox. I should have said I really liked fucking money.
Oh, speaking of games, I recently...
Who the fuck was speaking of a game?
You said Xbox.
Uh-oh. Where the hell did we get ice cream? Where the fuck did we get ice cream? I feel like that should be a segment.
When the fuck we get whatever?
Uh-huh. And it's just like us being confused about something. Oh, you never told us about the dead body in your parking lot.
But I wanted to talk about what I was going to talk about.
I'm sure quick. Everybody's like, oh, I'm skipping to the dead body.
I purchased The Thing Remastered.
Okay.
I
want to see The Thing in your parking lot.
If anybody played it on PlayStation...
Oh, it's a game?
Yeah. From the movie, you know, the movie, The Thing.
Yeah.
It takes place after the first movie.
Oh, why do I feel like it sounds familiar? But
because it's remastered from back then.
But it was a game.
Back then. This way, no. I thought, oh, this isn't game.
No, because I was thinking, because this is also news to me. So I'm like, oh, yeah,
they made a game.
Yes, and then remastered the game.
I think on PS2.
Oh, now he now look who doesn't know.
Shut up!
He just start fighting. Got tears and fights. Maybe next week we won't do an alcohol beverage.
Get too violent.
We just have a nice water.
A nice cocoa.
A little. Ew.
Some marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. We gotta do that before it gets spring.
Oh, and then we can make mojitos.
Mojitos.
I love What's a mojito. Good movie to go with mojitos?
Machete. Machete. I want to go to LA and try Trejo's Tacos.
Well, it's burnt down right now.
So. It is? Oh. our prayers go to LA. I want to meet Danny Trejo. I think we're going to meet him one day. I want to touch his eye bags. I was like, I don't want your autograph. I just want to touch your eye bags. Just want to touch those eye bags. They're just so puffy.
I just want to touch his chest. Mm-hmm. Finger the sombrero.
I thought he doesn't have that anymore.
He took it off.
He covered it. I thought that was the whole thing. Like that was the.
That's his whole trademark.
Yeah, he covered it. Google it. That's a Google. You're the producer. I can't bring my phone into the studio because it kind of fucks up shit, and I don't know why. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he covered it. I thought that was like a thing. Oh, I think it was, like, a thing that, because, like, if you're in movies or TV, and if you don't have the, if your tattoo artist doesn't sign off the rights, like, if you don't get rights signed off to every tattoo you have, it can't be seen, because the tattoo artist can sue. So, say he makes a movie, and I think that was, like, the thing. Did you look it up?
I didn't see anything about it.
Oh, then maybe I'm lying. I guess Lauren covered it, though. That was, like, a big thing.
Yeah, misinformation.
No, it's not.
You're spreading misinformation.
You told us Joe Biden was in the shooting and didn't tell us his part.
I'm not trying to get some three-letter agencies knocking on my door.
You said it. FBI or CIA? Or
my name is
MTV. I don't want MTV coming to my door.
My real name is Thomas Jenkins. I live in San Antonio.
I don't think it, you never even said your name on here, so nobody even knows it.
Man, what kind of podcast is it? We never even did a proper introduction.
But we didn't. We said we're brothers.
We're happy, and we're singing, and we're colored.
Give me a high five. Yeah, but we never,
So, a couple days ago.
And you still didn't say your name? We said we never did a proper introduction, and then we still didn't say any names.
We're the unnamed podcast. You make us make up names for us. Every week we'll go by a different name.
Today. Oh, we should do that. So when we do a movie, so say next week we did Sleepaway Camp, and I'd be like, well, I'm Ricky.
I'm Ricky.
You're Angela.
I'm Ricky.
I think you're Judy. You're giving Judy vibes. Is her name Judy or Jody?
I think it's Judy.
Yeah.
No.
A real carpenter's dream.
Eat shit and die, Ricky.
Eat shit and love, Bill. Oh, that's great. That's a great movie. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, you think that's ever that look at that fashion is ever going to come back with the
little shorts,
the crop top, and the little shorts
for men?
For men,
yes. I feel like we're getting there.
That isn't homosexuals wearing it. Just a bunch of teenage boys playing. What was this one wearing?
I think you're the cook in the movie. Does he have a name?
He's just Cook.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
No, I want to be the sleazy camp counsel. No, the main guy, the camp director.
I don't know. Why well, we can figure it out has next like week.
A cigar. I think he has a cigar. Picture.
Oh, the old guy.
Yeah.
With the underage girls.
How about give you guys a little extra if you don't mention this.
So pretty much that whole
like everybody was a pedophile at that camp. Yeah.
Even the other cook was laughing about it.
You know, I always knew he had a little devil in him.
Yeah, but we'll talk more about that next week.
Or we watch the Tokyo Gore Police.
We're not watching Tokyo.
Oh. Man, that...
You didn't tell us what was the movie about.
What?
The Tokyo...
I never seen the movie. I said we were going to do a blind watch.
Oh, I thought you said I have a recommendation.
Yeah, that's my recommendation. We'll do a blind watch of it.
A recommendation is when you've seen it and you're like, oh, hey, guys, watch this.
I just heard about it. And then I said, hey, guys, let's watch this.
No, you didn't. And I said, what's it about? And then you start to go, and you're like, it's a scary, gore, bloody murder. He lies.
And then I said something about the Japanese know how to make some gory films.
Nice.
Must have been right after Pearl Harbor.
Oh, anyway. Like, even if this podcast does blow up, we're never going to get any sponsors. Ever.
These are just practice runs until we get our structure down.
Yeah, and then we'll take back everything we said.
And then we'll take back everything we said, and then you guys can clip all the homophobic and racist remarks that we make.
That how. And then we'll be like, we never said nothing about Joe Biden. Barack? Barry? I love Barry.
We love Barry. And his husband. Oh, yeah. Big Mike.
I do not co-sign anything he says.
We joke here.
We work here. We just want to quit our jobs.
Yeah, we just want to quit and just make stupid podcasts.
We're just doing it for shock value, mm-hmm. not for educational purposes.
No, we want to be the podcast be that you listen
the
to.
The very best.
No one ever was.
Oh, that was the best. Or, I don't know.
The best.
The best.
Way off.
Oh, man.
Yep. We gotta get to those hot wings.
No, we gotta get stuffing. To the
Oh, he didn't even say that. Did you? So when you were talking about the stuffing, that you didn't want to wait a whole year? So we're making it tonight?
Yeah, I didn't want to wait a whole year because my mother messed it up last time. And so I picked
it. People are gonna be like, he really hates his mom. The last episode, he said how you're choked.
She choked me up a wall.
That's also my mother, too. And you don't want to get into my into my trauma.
Remember on we used to oh my god, on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, how Spike used to call her little sister Little Bit. Uh-huh. We called you a little bit, a little bitch.
That was my name.
Let me tell you about the dead body that we found.
Okay.
Insert the clip of Boys in the Hood.
Wanna see a dead body?
It reminds me of
Fat Elvis in the Bushes. What was that? Don't Be Menace?
Yeah, while drinking juice in the hood.
Man, I saw that with our classmate and his father.
At the movies. Wow.
We were young children.
Okay. It was at the movies.
I believe it was a United Artists Theater.
Okay, well, tell us about the dead motherfucking body you seen 2 days ago.
So.
Don't get comfortable now. We're done. This is the last story. Take off his slides. Take off his house slippers.
They're guest house slippers.
He took off the company house slippers.
The company house guest slippers. We're going to enjoy us some hot wings and stuffing right after this brutal tale of murder.
R.I.P. All respect to the family.
So, no, there's this guy that... He pretty much he's a homeless guy that just lives in our parking lot.
He had a nice car.
That's why that's all he could afford. All his money went to that car. And he was a big fat guy too.
Oh, is that where they're struggling to get him out? Yeah, yeah. I seen a video of them struggling trying to get this guy out the car.
He was dead for 2 days.
Oh. And that's it? Did you see the car?
Yeah, during my lunch, I sit in the car, and I was just looking at him, but we just thought that he was sleeping.
You didn't see him. You seen him? Yeah. Well, no, he looked away. I know his lying signs. He looked away.
No, I didn't know he was dead. Yeah, it's one of those things where you don't even know he's dead.
But you seen his car.
Yeah, because we know him because he's our local homeless guy that sleeps in our parking lot.
Do you know how he died or no? Probably like overdose?
Probably just fat.
Don't just die for being fat. Don't tell me that after I'm about to go eat some wings and stuffing. Hot wings and stuffing don't even go together.
Chicken.
Unless it's a turkey leg. It needs to be a turkey.
Oh my god, I cannot wait for the summer and the fairs and the funnel cakes and the turkey.
Isn't it funny how fast he just got over this traumatic experience?
I have ADHD.
You said that in the last one, and you said it exactly like that, too. You said, I got ADHD.
That's going to be my on my t-shirts.
D's were drugs.
No, so, yeah, he was living in our parking lot, and then you know, he died and nobody paid attention, so he just rotted there for like 2 days.
Oh. Until someone reported it or what?
Yeah, finally, like, one of my coworkers, like, knocked on his window.
Oh.
And he's just like... Yeah, that...
It's oh, not my, funny. The his ring. Face he made was funny.
the ring, you know, when they open up the closet...
Is it done? Oh.
They open up the closet and then the corpse is in the ring.
He's telling the story about the guy in the parking lot.
Oh fuck.
Subscribe. What the fuck was that?
They're moving shit.
Oh.
Break it while it's hot.
Okay, we're coming. Wow, hate to end it on that note. But what did you say?
Huh?
What were you saying?
I was describing his facial.
Oh, and the ring.
It looked like the ring when she's in the closet.
I think I already said this in the last episode. Have you ever seen Yes Man?
Yes.
You know, that scene when he's on the couch. and the fly goes inside.
That's how it was, probably.
And we're not laughing at the dead guy. We're just laughing.
We just fucked up people.
And we don't apologize for it.
Yeah, you got a little bit of everything. We
should have. This was, like, great. It sucks because towards the end, that's when we really get the flow going. Like, I wish this happened in the beginning.
In the beginning.
If only I can edit it like that. But I'm lazy. All
it's
right.
The best.
Let's sing the goodbye, friend, goodbye.